Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Very pleased to say that the one and only Dougie Hobson has come in to tell us what is going on in his brilliant bookshop, Footprints in Dunleary. And Dougie, you've got some fantastic stuff to show us today.
I do.
How are you doing, first of all? You doing well?
I know, I'm really good. And can I just say, it was so beautiful driving out this morning, a lovely clear sky and no traffic.
Well, Dougie, I heard you were coming, so had a little bit of a pray.
I'm able to get space in the car park.
So it's all working out for you.
Oh, good.
Counting your blessings. Well, it is going to be a pretty, well, most of the country, pretty nice day. But Dougie, you've got some exciting, I'm not going to talk about the Steve McQueen DVD, we'll come to that later. The first thing that you've got on your list is The Taming of a Villain by Alan Langham. Now, we had Alan in the studio. His story is amazing.
It is amazing. He is. He's a former professional rugby player.
Yeah.
He kind of very much into crime, in and out of prison.
Yeah.
Into drugs, into drink. And this is just a powerful testimony.
Yeah.
Of his life. In 2013, he had this encounter with Jesus.
Yeah.
And became a born-again Christian.
Wow.
And his whole life has just been transformed. And, you know, it's a book that every prisoner should read. You know, it should be in every prison cell.
Yeah.
Because it's a life-changing book.
I mean, there's a moment in his story where he prays. He says, "Lord, if you're real, send me a dove." And the next day, this dove appears outside his prison window. I mean, that's a turning point for him. But it's a remarkable story, because it really is one of those stories where you get to the lowest of the low, and then you're climbing your way back up because of a newfound faith. I mean, those are powerful, powerful testimonies,
totally,
aren't they?
And I have a homeless friend, a rough sleeper, and who reads a lot. So the next time I see him, I'll have a copy of that for him.
Yeah.
You know, because like books like that are just, they're life-changing.
Yeah, no, this could really change someone's life. So it's called Taming of a Villain, A Message of Hope from Alan Langham. And you've got it on sale in the bookshop.
We do indeed, for
$13.50. It's a steal.
There you go now.
So what have we got next? Defying Jihad. This sounds like a dangerous title now. What's all this about?
Another very powerful book. This is the story of Esther Ahmad, who at 18... volunteered to, you know, in Islam, you know, to become a kind of a terrorist, and she was willing to die for, you know, and kill people, kind of be a suicide,
right,
kind of a bomber type,
yeah,
thing.
My goodness.
And 2 days before she was to do this, she had this amazing dream. And through the dream, she had an encounter with God and became a Christian. And it's an incredible story, and it gives you an insight into, you know, how people can be so fanatic. And like, she had all these promises about Allah, and, you know, it's just an incredible story.
It's a real story. Turnaround in her life, but
totally,
like a dream. That's a bit like that's biblical stuff,
yes,
isn't it?
You know? Absolutely. And her dad was furious with her.
Yeah.
And then there was arguments between the Bible and the Quran, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
And but fair, it's how God works again and works so powerfully.
Yeah, so it's called Defying Jihad, Esther Ahmad with Craig Berlace, and that's a fantastic, it looks like it's a fascinating read there. $15.50, lovely looking title that. Yeah. Really, really nice looking one, Dougie. Now, what's next? We have some new Bibles here.
These look absolutely gorgeous.
So they're zipped, and they're different colours, I see. There's one here that's a sort of brownie off beigey colour. This one's sort of pinky purple. Yeah. Lovely leather, faux leather finish or something like that. Really, really sweet Bibles.
They're zipped travel Bibles. So
and you've got a zip on there,
so you can
zip it up tight, and it's not going to be flopping around the place.
Exactly.
And it's nice as well. The whole Bible right there.
Yeah, you can open it up if you want to, Dom, no problem.
Yep.
It's an NIV, and it's British text, so that's, you know, it very much suits us.
We don't want any of this. No American spellings in there.
Yeah. Just, and
yeah, lovely little Bible, this.
Yeah, and you can just carry it around with you, and suitable for a man or a woman.
Yeah,
And
well, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, you might know somebody who is has finally said to you, I wouldn't mind getting a Bible, you know, yeah. or, you know, someone you can get a gift for. This would be
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Oh, it's a beautiful gift Bible.
Yeah. So yeah. €20 for a beautifully bound Bible. And it's sort of just a bit more than about pocket size, would you
exactly.
say?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's lovely. Yeah. That's lovely stuff, Dougie. Now, I'm sure people will be very interested in those. Now, what's next? We've got the Prayer Experiment Notebook.
Yeah.
What's going on with this?
Now, this is a children's book for 8 to 12-year-olds. Miranda Trefoil Holmes and Mina Munt. Now, they put this book together, and it's introducing prayer to children in a yeah. very fun way, but in a very meaningful way. And there's lots of activities in the book. And also, when the book was being produced, Miranda and Mina consulted with young people. So they had experimentations going on. And so they've produced this fun book.
Wow,
and
they have quotes from kids. So they have different things about how to pray, and then you take notes on how you experience the prayer. So when I tried this, the things I found helpful were things I might do differently next time. And then they have notes from other kids, so the kid can actually read what other kids have said. This is brilliant.
Yeah, connect, yeah.
Yeah, this is lovely. Lego Bible modeling. There's all kinds of stuff in here. So yeah. it's really if you have someone who's young, so if you've got an 8-year-old or something, or between 8 and 12, would
That's
you say?
It, yeah.
You've got someone you really want to teach them how to pray, but let them develop their own habits of prayer. This could be fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just €10, this.
That's it. Yes, and it's brand new, as they say.
Yeah, and that's a lovely lovely paperback. There's a lovely gift. And now, last but not least, Dougie, we've got this DVD from Steve McQueen. Now, yeah. Steve McQueen, like in the 1960s, right? He was like the man. Huge. You know, he was probably one of the biggest icons of Hollywood. And I had no idea until you started talking to me before we were on air, the untold true story of the spiritual quest of a Hollywood legend. I mean, yeah. I never would have pegged Steve McQueen. I mean, all I thought about with Steve McQueen was Mustangs and Ferraris and The Great Escape. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, this is a documentary produced by Pastor Greg Laurie, who was a huge fan of Steve McQueen. Now, Steve McQueen passed away in November of 1980. So this is kind of... Now, this actually came out in 2017, but it's only new into us now in the last 2 or 3 weeks ago. But
and it's a Region 2 DVD, so you can watch it locally, right? Or is this... Region 2, I can see it here.
Yeah.
So it's new to us insofar as
exactly.
it's a European version of it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Gotcha.
The European version is new to us, absolutely. And but it's fascinating. And Pastor Greg Laurie, he drove around the States in a replica mint Mustang, which was the car in the Bullet film.
Yeah.
And it's still so. I was watching the trailer for it yesterday, and certainly Pastor Greg Laurie is very good at telling the story.
Yeah.
So Steve McQueen was a believer in Jesus Christ. What this DVD is all about.
I just had no idea about that, Dougie.
Yeah.
Well, anyone you know who is familiar with McQueen he is an icon, isn't he?
Totally.
Would absolutely love this. This is a brilliant gift.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. So €15 for this DVD, and it's a Region 2 DVD. Like, I know, because I know folks get a hold of these brilliant DVDs from the States, but you need this multi-region
That's
player.
That's right, yeah.
But this will play on anything.
That's right.
So this is...
Indeed. Totally. And
this is fantastic.
Like, you're absolutely correct. Yeah, to sold out.
So that's in store as well, Dougie. And that's brilliant. So how can we find? So we can find you in Dunleary. We can call you on the old phone.
Pennies is the landmark.
Once you've found pennies,
yeah,
you're on Convent Road.
Yeah. And which is opposite Pennies, and we're the third shop up, and you will be so welcome. And I'll just tell you what's happening this week actually in Dunleary. Schism. Do you know the Greystone Schism?
Oh yeah.
Familiar, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there's a Dunleary Schism on this week in Dunleary, yeah, and it's happening in the Methodist Church on Northumberland Road. So there is a website if anybody wants to have a look. But that's very exciting.
Schism, CSSM. You've got to look that up.
CSSM.
Yeah. So that's a brilliant. That's a festival that's been going for over 100 years.
Yeah.
In Greystones in County Wicklow, and now in Dunleary, County Dublin.
Year now in Dunleary.
Wow, that's remarkable.
Yeah, they've a great team and all. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dougie, that's reason for us to get down to Dunleary and pop into Convent Road using pennies as your landmark and go and give Dougie a visit. Dougie, it's always a pleasure.
Great, Tom. Thanks a million.
It's good to have you in here today. Around the country this morning, approximately 59,000 students will be getting their results, and on the line to give us some advice for those who are receiving those results, we have guidance counsellor from Mullingar, Betty McLaughlin. Betty, you're very welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks very much.
Well, listen, there's a mixed emotions out there for Leaving Cert students. They could be anxious, and some of them are going to be jubilant, some of them are going to be devastated. So what time are the results going to be out?
Well, the results are already out. I would say, first and foremost, they were available in schools at 9 o'clock this morning.
So most people would have got them by now.
They would have gone, and I hope they went to their school, because it's nice to have that camaraderie and to support each other and for them to go. So most students will have chosen that option. For other students, from 10 o'clock, they were available online on the SEC examination.
Right, okay. So everyone knows what's going on.
Everyone at this stage, I would say, has a fair idea now.
Okay, and
they have fared out.
Disappointment is a huge part of this. I mean, I remember I was just a few points shy of what I wanted when I got my Leaving Cert results and the first choice. What would you say to those who are disappointed today? I mean, what should they do first?
I would say to them, look, not to hold out, because we don't know what the points, if they've applied to the CAO, we don't know what those points are yet. We won't know until 2 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah.
So I would say to those students, you know, don't despair. Things go up and down. And if you have made a good application form, if you have covered yourself well on the CAO and you get another offer, that may be the best offer for you. And you may look back in 6 months' time and say, thankfully, I got that course. I've enjoyed it. That often happens with students.
Yeah.
If they feel that there's something strange about their exams, of course, that they should have done better, they will be able to view their scripts. Again, they have to go online onto the self-service portal that the state exams has set up for them this year. They have given them all a PIN number, and they can view their scripts on that. And as well as that, then they can decide if they want to appeal it and have a recheck done.
Yeah.
So that's all going to be done on the portal.
Yeah, but it's faster than it was before, isn't it? The whole thing is much
faster
speedier
than it was before, and the agonizing wait in the past, the students would have had to wait until next Monday to get their CAO offer.
Yeah.
Now they've only had to wait a day and a half. But look, celebrate it. And remember, if you are disappointed, there are lots and lots of options there. And there's lots of avenues into your career path. It's not just made up for one.
Yeah. And a lot of people, just on this one, Betty, I mean, you hear about a lot of people who've struggled in their first year of college. It's not worth putting all that pressure on yourself and trying to force yourself,
you know,
if you're not sure, is it?
It isn't, and make sure, whatever you accept, make sure that that is the course that you know, you have an aptitude for, and that is the course that you know what's involved. Do your research and make sure you know what you're applying for.
Yeah. And
because if it doesn't suit you and if it's not the course for you, you would be floundering by, you know, you would absolutely be floundering by Halloween, you know.
Oh, indeed. And the thing is as well, it's hard to know, it's hard to have it all mapped out when you've just done your Leaving Cert, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely. And, you know, as I said, make sure to, if there's anybody out there, there is a helpline, a National Parents Helpline. It's a free phone number, 1-800-265-165, and they will give you advice on everything to do and tell you what to do, and if you're upset, they'll talk you through it. So please avail of that service.
Right, so the helpline, we'll give a shout out to that, of course, as well.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, Betty, like it the other thing to this, I mean, I know it's just Leaving Cert Day, but there's a huge amount of pressure now for those who will go to college to actually sort out accommodation and all the rest.
Yes, absolutely.
So what advice would you give on that?
Well, I would say, first of all, every college has an accommodations office.
Yeah.
So definitely contact those and see what help can they give you.
Yeah.
They also, but I know it's quite expensive in some cases, they will also give priority, a lot of colleges, to first year students.
Right.
On their campus accommodation. So ringing the accommodations office is the best thing you can do there to book your accommodation and to see what's available.
Yeah.
A lot of people are finding daft.ie and homes, you know, daft.ie. They're finding those useful as well. So, you know, just to keep looking out. But again, I would say not to rush into accommodation there. Make sure that you check it out first. You know, people in desperation, and there's some very poor accommodation. So be careful, because you want to be happy, you want to be healthy, you want to mind yourself when you do go to college.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Nothing is worth killing yourself over. That's the,
absolutely
that's
not.
The thing. Yeah,
absolutely not.
And hopefully it'll all come out of the wash. Well, Betty, I know it's going to be a busy time for folks like yourself giving all that advice. But said we'll give a shout out to that helpline. And as you've been saying, it's going to work out for these
it's
guys.
It's going
isn't
to work
it?
Out, and there are many many options there
yeah,
for you.
Plenty of options. Well, Betty McLaughlin, guidance counsellor, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
To introduce our next guest, just have a little listen to this. Now, what you're hearing there is the beautiful tenor voice of Wayne Woodman. I'm very pleased to say Wayne is joining me in the studio. Wayne, what a pleasure to have you.
Thanks so much, Dominic. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's great to have a real tenor sitting in front of me. He's going to be doing a tour. So you're embarking on your first tour of Ireland, as I understand it, Wayne. And you're originally from South Africa, but you've been in Ireland since 2003, and you've been continuing studies as a classically trained singer. So tell us a bit about yourself and how it all started.
Well, I've been singing since I can remember, Dominic. And I started taking violin lessons at a really young age, taught myself to play the piano, the guitar, and it just went from there. You know, it just was a sort of a natural progression.
So you knew where you belonged, and that was in the world of music.
That was it, exactly right.
Fantastic stuff. And so you went to the Conservatory of Music here, you studied there, and now you're doing your first tour. So how did the tour come about?
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine, Niall O'Sullivan, and he got me in touch with Grace Foley. We met, and literally history from there, you know. Grace Foley's great. She was organising so much, and we're just looking forward to this tour now.
Yeah, golly, well, it's going to be exciting. And so Grace and yourself are going to be doing a joint tour, and when you met, you just decided this is going to work. Is that sort of how it went down?
Absolutely. Well, Grace had the idea of doing some really contemporary stuff, and I suppose I love the contemporary as well, but I also do a big crossover as well. So I'm doing a bit more of the classical, and she's doing a bit.
Yes,
more
as we just heard there, something more of a classic. But this is going to be the first time performing at these venues. I mean, what accompaniment have you got planned, and how is it all going to work?
Well, we have a wonderful pianist accompanying us, Shane McVickery, and we're going to be doing. A great repertoire of eclectic stuff. And
so what sort of things could we expect to hear?
Well, you're going to be expecting, you're going to go from Bizet to Leonard Cohen. So it's going to be
so
really
you're going to be singing from the rooftops, and then you're going to be doing Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah and things like that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, Better. We're doing Nella Fantasia. We're doing Bring Him Home. It's just gonna be
so a little bit of musicals. So
yeah, musicals as well.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, musicals, classical, operas, crossover, yeah. All that.
And do you find as a singer now that there's an interest in a very broad range of performance? Is it quite broad these days? I mean, in terms of what people are thinking when they think of hearing a tenor, do they mostly want classical? Do they want to hear a bit of contemporary? Is this what would you say?
I think we're trying to break a mold of just hearing classical music.
Yeah,
we're really trying to kind of go into the contemporary, do it in a classical style or do it in any style, and just try and cross over, really cross over.
Hmm.
You know, because people do expect a certain thing from a tenor.
Oh, sure.
Or a soprano.
But as a classically trained singer, do you find it easy to switch modes and switch styles from one to the other?
I do. I actually do. Yeah.
Oh, right.
And I love to do it, you know.
But I mean, it's exciting, I suppose, to have that challenge as well.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. It makes it fun. We can do anything.
Yeah.
These days, you know.
Yeah, I remember being invited. This is going to sound very fancy, but I was invited by a friend into one of these a small, it was actually quite a small room. It was in London, and Toby Spence, the tenor, is, I think he's a British tenor,
yes,
was giving a performance just to a few of us with a piano.
Wow.
And singing some of Brahms's songs, and it was very powerful. I mean, are some of these intimate, are these gigs that you're doing going to be quite intimate, or are they going to be quite big? What's the feel going
to
be?
Well, we're sort of looking from about 250 to 150, so it'll be quite intimate.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lovely.
So you'll be able to really experience the music up close at these gigs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it sounds really, really exciting. Well, let's look at the venues are going to be pretty much all around the country. So you're starting, you've got a gig at the National Concert Hall, the John Field Room, and that is, I think, tomorrow week or this day week. What day is today? It's Tuesday or Wednesday? Heavens above! I actually can't remember what day of the week it is. It's the 21st, anyway. It's Tuesday, right? So on the Wednesday, the 21st, you're going to be in the John Field Room, National Concert Hall. And then you'll be in County Wicklow, the Whale Theatre in Greystones on the 31st of August, so about 10 days later. Then the 12th of September in the Linenhall Arts Centre in Castlebar, County Mayo. And then and the INEC in Killarney in County Kerry on Saturday, the 21st of September. So there are a few options now. So how do we find out more about the tour, Wayne, and book it?
Well, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's Wayne Woodman Tenor, for updates and details on the tour and on any upcoming events. You can buy tickets at all the venues, and on their websites: the National Concert Hall, the Whale Theatre, Linenhall, and the INEC. And you can get links to these places on my social media as well.
Okay, so if we look you up, Wayne Woodman, that's Woodman, W-O-O-D-M-A-N, and Wayne with a Y, we can find out more about the gigs, but also National Concert Hall, Whale Theatre, Linenhall Arts Centre. The next few weeks you'll be in those venues. Well, Wayne, it's really exciting to meet you, and I really wish you well with this tour. What are your hopes for the tour? Do you hope it's going to be one of those things that launches a bit of a break the mold?
Yes, absolutely. And we're just wanting to have a bit of fun. We want to get to know a few more musicians, a few more collaborations, and really just have a little bit of fun and invite people to just enjoy themselves at the gigs.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's going to be super exciting. And Wayne, thanks for coming in and telling us all about it. Now I'm going to leave the listener with just a little bit more of your beautiful voice. And good luck with that tour. That's Wayne Woodman.
Thank you so much.
And here is his beautiful voice.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.